With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In the 2024 presidential race, both top candidates facing political weakness in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden won their respective primaries here in Wisconsin, but last week's voting highlighted some potential areas of concern for both campaigns. Nearly 119,000 Republicans voted for a GOP candidate other than Trump. And more than 48,000 Democratic voters chose uninstructed instead of Mr. Biden, more than double his narrow margin of victory here in the state in 2020. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Also at srnnews.com, Tesla settling a lawsuit brought by the family of a Silicon Valley engineer.
That man died in a crash while relying on the company's semi-autonomous driving software. The size of the settlement was not disclosed in court documents filed Monday, just a day before the trial stemming from the 2018 crash on a San Francisco Bay Area highway was scheduled to begin. The family of Walter Huang filed a negligence and wrongful lawsuit in 2019 seeking to hold Tesla and by extension its CEO Elon Musk liable for repeatedly exaggerating the capabilities of Tesla's self-driving car technology. Evidence indicated that Wang was playing a video game when he crashed into a highway barrier. Keith Peters reporting.
Police say a driver led authorities on a 45-minute chase on New York's Long Island, then drove off a 100-foot cliff into Long Island Sound, and he survived. Officials say the wild event started when police responded to a domestic violence call. Man drove off at 100 miles per hour and then drove into the water, but officers were able to save the man. This is SRN News. Yet another major corporation goes all in on transgenderism.
The North Face, which specializes in outdoor clothing and equipment, is sponsoring an LGBT summer camp for children. Camp Brave Trails is for kids 12 to 17, and it encourages them to, quote, explore their gender expression, providing them with opportunities to perform in drag shows and experiment with clothing of the opposite sex. The North Face says it's donated tens of thousands of dollars to the camp. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International campaign to ban surrogacy has received a strong endorsement from the Vatican. Top official calling for a broad-based alliance to stop the commercialization of life catering to wealthy would-be parents. The Vatican's overall position stems from its belief that human life begins at conception. This is SRN News. A nighttime curfew has been extended for people under the age of 18 in the remote Australian town of Alice Springs.
The police say there's been a noticeable decrease in crime in Alice Springs in the past fortnight. A nighttime curfew was imposed after disturbances in the central Australian town, which has a history of chronic First Nations disadvantage. Videos posted online showed a gang attacking a pub with bricks as customers took cover inside. Hostilities between rival Indigenous families are thought to be a major cause of the unrest. Critics, though, say the curfew is a quick political fix that ignores the long-term social problems.
That is BBC correspondent Phil Mercer in Sydney. Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is off 110 points. More details at srnnews.com.